When people are dazzled by miracles, they'll believe almost anything. Modern-day miracle workers take fast advantage of that. You can even buy a book called A Course in Miracles. And since only God can perform a miracle, the next leap of modern faith is to realize that we ourselves are gods. Satan's great end-time lie is in full bloom on radio, TV, and across the internet. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on Oprah, miracles, and the new earth, a look at the lie into which our culture is sinking. This lie has no room for the real Jesus.
What about Jesus in the midst of this? Well, the book on miracles says that you do not need help to get to heaven. And as far as our Jesus is concerned, what does it say? Quote, I'm quoting now A Course in Miracles, a slain Christ has no meaning. And now another quote, do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. The only message of the crucifixion is that you can overcome the cross. Until then, you are free to crucify yourself as often as you like, but don't make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. Now, isn't this interesting? And by the way, remember, Marianne Williamson is the one who is teaching the course on miracles on Oprah's radio show, probably to not hundreds of thousands, but to millions of people. This is it. Do not cling to the old rugged cross. Those of us who are a little older, and I'll bet this is true of Jerry Edmonds, wherever he is sitting, but because I'm a pastor, I have to rephrase that. I venture to say this is true of Jerry Edmonds. We remember that there was a song called The Old Rugged Cross. We haven't sung it for a long time. But where would Helen Schuckman get this idea of clinging to the old rugged cross, taking it right out of a hymnal? She was not brought up as a Christian. The song is not sung very often. But remember, she didn't have to. She was only taking dictation from what her spirit guide told her, and I can assure you that every one of those spirit guides, those evil spirits, however many there are throughout the world, they know about the song, The Old Rugged Cross, and they hate the song, The Old Rugged Cross. Because the Bible says that when Jesus Christ died, it says that he disarmed all principalities and all powers, making a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And I, for one, am going to cling to the old rugged cross. Are you with me here? Anybody out there? And by the way, for the benefit of the younger generation, that doesn't know the meaning or the words, I should say, to the old rugged cross, let me quote the first stanza. It says, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. And I cherish the old rugged cross, and I will cling to the old rugged cross until I exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, my friend, is the only way you can get to heaven, and when you come to Moody Church, you'll hear about the old rugged cross. You say you're talking about New Age, Eric Tolle, Marianne Williamson. You're talking about their view of conversion, Course in Miracles. Does it work? Of course it works. You can read the blogs. There are people saying today that after they have read the book that they're even getting rid of addictions. Listen, Satan will make sure that it'll work. It'll never work permanently, and it will always have a residue a residue, an uncomfortable residue, as people testify. It'll leave that, but he will make it work as much as he can. Remember, he's into deception. Make as many promises as you can. Keep as many as you can. Only be sure that in the end, people get not what they want, but what you want. If he has them hooked, he'll even give them peace for a little while. Think of the Garden of Eden. Your eyes shall be opened. That promise was partially kept. Adam and Eve did. Their eyes were opened. They did now know good and evil, but they knew it in an experimental way, which is tragic and which is horrid. But nonetheless, after a manner of speaking, he did keep his promise. Their eyes were opened. And after a manner of speaking, if you leave this zone and you go into the other zone unaided, into the spirit world, there will be promises there that will be kept. But always, always, eventually, the negative import. We've looked at three radical redefinitions. First of all, what you have is God redefined. God is one of us, a bigger one of us maybe, but he's just like us. No sin to worry about. Your problem is not sin, it is ignorance. What you need to do is to get into the other zone. So death is redefined. No need to fear it, because in a world where there is no sin and no personal God, no accountability, so however you define it, death is just this wonderful experience of passing on. Conversion is redefined. In this literature, it is often referred to as esotericism. That is to say, the experience of the occult, the experience of the unknown, the experience of that other dimension that people are into, where they encounter all of this power and all of this peace. But morality is also redefined. You shall know good and evil, there's the next phrase, and you shall know it without any reference to me. You're going to be on your own. I marvel at this. All of this literature, whether it's Eckhart Tolle's book or also, The Course in Miracles, they struggle with evil. They have to say evil is illusionary. There are reasons for that. I mean, we can go back to Charles Manson, the great killer who was into pantheism and who said this. He asked this question. He said, if God is all and all is God, he said, what then is evil? So in order that they won't have to say that God is evil too, evil is largely denied, and you will know good from evil. Isn't it interesting? People love this kind of teaching, because think of what? It holds out the whole possibility of hope. It holds out the possibility of being connected to something greater than you are, but you don't have to deal with this nasty elephant in the room called sin. You don't have to deal with that issue. You don't have to deal with the issue of believing anything specific. That's its appeal. I saw on the internet, it said that one thing about this, hold on to the faith that you have. You don't have to give it up. It's like adding sweetener to the faith that you already have. All that you need to do is to simply, you can be even an atheist and investigate this and experience it. You don't have to believe anything. You can be your own God, you can make up your own religion, and you can connect with the higher consciousness in whatever way you desire. Now, what I want to do is to bring this down. My original intention was to preach only one message on this, and then I decided this needs another one, and I'll tell you why. I'm not even going to get to what I want it to be my main text. And that is in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it talks about the lie and lying wonders and miracles. And I'm going to tell you about people who have been healed by the devil. You say, well, how do you know that they were healed by the devil? If you come and listen to the next message, I'll tell you that. Satan is a deceiver, duplicating everything he possibly can to make himself look like God. And God says that in the end time, he's going to send mass delusion, that they will believe the lie, the divinity of man. But what does this all have to do with us? I want you, No matter how you're hearing this message, whatever medium you're hearing it through, I want you to be so discerning that you will recognize this teaching for what it is. And so what I want you to do is to help you. First of all, and we're getting now to some bottom lines, first of all, learn to discern. Learn to discern. You see, if you're reading these books or talking to someone who's into this and you said, do you believe in God? They'd say yes. Do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Listen, the book, The Course in Miracles, that was written by a spirit guide, has a whole section on the Holy Spirit. Of course they believe in the Holy Spirit. All redefined, of course. And then the other question is, do you believe in the Bible? The answer is yes. I counted them. Eckhart Tolle, in his book, The New Earth, has 22 references of Scripture. Of course we believe. It's part of ancient wisdom. We revere the Bible. But what they've done is they've taken it and they've poured into it their own definitions. Could I give you a quote? This is actually a paraphrase, but it's an accurate paraphrase in the book, The Course in Miracles. It says that the name Jesus is a symbol which can stand for any god, any goddess. You can take and you can pour it into that name. Take the name Jesus, give it any label you want. You know what they're doing? Let us suppose that you had a bottle of water. And you have this bottle of water and it is good sparkling spring water and you are thirsty. But someone came along, screwed off the tap, poured the water into the sink, and then filled the bottle with poison. Put it all back. You take it off the shelf. There it is, sparkling spring water. Still the same label. How could it be wrong to drink it? I mean, it's got sparkling spring all over it. It's redefinition. Redefinition. It's a whole other faith.
My friend, today I've written a book entitled Oprah Miracles and the New Earth. This is Pastor Lutzer. And the reason that I wrote the book is not only to expose what I call the new spirituality, but I had another goal in mind, and that is to teach discernment. If you understand some of the basic principles of the new spirituality, you will recognize it, even if there are other guests on Oprah's program that espouse it, or if you come across it in a discussion with a friend. There are certain underlying principles that the new age, the new spirituality, teaches. Of course, I've emphasized self-worship. That is very, very critical. And in the next message, the next part of the message, and I certainly hope that you tune in, we'll continue and we will expose other lies that are being taught, that are being believed, even by those who should know better. Well, I'm out of time. Hope to see you next time as we continue to discuss and to learn Oprah Miracles and the New Earth.
Thank you, Pastor Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series on Oprah Miracles and the New Earth, a critique of a perverted gospel with roots in the Garden of Eden. Monday, more on learning discernment, separating truth from error. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours as a book from Moody Publishers. Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. For more on the new spirituality, join us Monday for our next Running to Win.